Turkey to resume Operation Peace Spring in northern Syria. By John Hayward on November 27, 2019. The Turkish National Security Council issued a statement on Tuesday that Operation Peace Spring, the Turkish invasion of northeastern Syria, will continue despite ceasefire agreements brokered with the United States and Russia. We expect the parties in the safe zone agreement in Syria to complete the clearance of terrorists as soon as possible, including Tal Rifat and Manbij, said the council, known by its Turkish acronym MGK. The safe zone is the region of Syria near the Turkish border that Turkey has said all Kurdish militia forces must withdraw from. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, said last week they would withdraw from the city of Manbij, to be replaced by soldiers from the Syrian army. The SDF includes forces from the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia, which Turkey accuses of working with the violent PKK separatist party in Turkey. Turkish media and politicians routinely describe the YPG as a wing of the PKK or treat the two organizations as indistinguishable. Joint Turkish and Russian patrols have been operating near Manbij and Tal Rifat since early November. The SDF captured Tal Rifat from the Islamic State in 2016, to the great alarm of Turkey, which warned the Kurds not to push any closer to its border. When the ceasefire went into effect in late October, there were thought to be about 1,000 YPG fighters each in Manbij and Tal Rifat. The MGK insisted Turkey's mission in Syria is to fight terrorists, including the remnants of the Islamic State, and called for the international community to support Operation Peace Spring on those grounds, as well as supporting Turkey's efforts to return refugees to Syria. We hereby call on the international community to support Turkey that aims to reinstate peace and welfare for the Syrian people, without any ethnic or religious discrimination, the council said. Turkish politician Mustafa Destici, head of the Grand Unity Party, BBP, said on Wednesday that Turkey should establish permanent fortified positions in northern Syria. Just as the US and Russia set up bases, Turkey should not hesitate to make such kind of formations, Destici said. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan complained during his visit to Washington in mid-November that Kurdish terror groups still held positions in Manbij, Tal Rifat, and other towns near the safe zone, despite American, Russian, and Syrian promises to remove them. Unfortunately, as of now, it is not possible to say terror groups have withdrawn from the region, Erdogan said. Neither Russia nor the United States could remove terror groups within the given hour and the given day. With regard to the implementation of the Russian-Turkish memorandum signed on the 22nd of October, we have no information indicating Turkey's intention to violate it. October, we got the approval to implement it and, above all, the approval of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and the approval of the Kurdish leadership, which has strongly confirmed that it will cooperate, Lavrov said. Lavrov said last week that Turkey assured Russia it is not planning to launch any new operations in Syria. On Wednesday, Lavrov gave Kurdish leaders an ominous warning that they should stick to their word on withdrawing from the border region, accusing them of losing enthusiasm for cooperation after U.S. troops resumed patrols in the region. I would advise our Kurdish colleagues to be consistent and refrain from taking questionable actions as the situation changes, he said.